Welcome to Music Talks, where we embark on musical journeys that transcend the passage of time, delving into amazing stories that have shaped civilizations over centuries. I'm Huang Rui. At 13, I could shuttle ply. At 14, I learned to tailor. At 15, the zither I played. At 16, books I would recite. These are the lines in poem, A Pair of Peacocks Southeast Fly, a piece of work by anonymous poet living at the end of the Han Dynasty, around 200 AD. And the zither, referred to in the poem, refers to a plucked string instrument called the Kong Ho. Gao Shu, deputy researcher of the Chinese Academy of Arts, explains.
The poem is one of the collections held by the Music Academy Yuefu, formed by the Eastern Han courts to gather literary works. Chinese poems of this genre, known as the Han Yuefu songs, use vernacular language and are composed in a folk song style. They depict mostly ordinary people. These famous phrases appear to tell us that the popularity of Kong Ho was very high at that time, and playing the instrument had become pretty standard for women during the Han Dynasty.
Here is a piece of Kong Ho music entitled Celestial Musician and Dancer, or Ji Yue Tian in Chinese, performed by Kong Ho artist Wu Lin. In ancient China, there were three types of variations of the Kong Ho. There were the Wo Kong Ho, the Shu Kong Ho, and the Feng Shou Kong Ho. The Wo Kong Ho, literally horizontal Kong Ho, was used to play court music. The Shu Kong Ho, or vertical Kong Ho, first appeared in the Eastern Han Dynasty. It can be divided into big and small varieties. The playing of the Shu Kong Ho was most prevalent in the Sui and Tang dynasties. It was generally played in rites and ceremonies and gradually increased in popularity among the ordinary people. It is also the most common type of Kong Ho to be found in Chinese cultural relics, murals, and poetry. The Feng Shou Kong Ho, literally phoenix-headed Kong Ho, an arched harp, was introduced from India in the Eastern Jin Dynasty around 400 AD. After about 200 years in the Sui Dynasty, it was also used as banquet music. Many people believe that the Kong Ho looks a lot like the Western harp. But do they also sound alike? How about listening to an ensemble of the Kong Ho and the harp to sense the difference of the two instruments? Just like most traditional Chinese musical instruments, the Kong Ho was also at its prime in the flourishing Tang Dynasty. It was generally played in rites and ceremonies and gradually prevailed among the ordinary people.
到了唐代, 空喉鼎盛发展, 流传极广, 演奏技艺也非常高超。
In the Tang Dynasty, Kong Ho flourished and developed widely with superb performance skills. During this period, there were many poems praising the instrument, such as Li Ping Kong Ho Ying by poet Li He. This poem uses a series of unexpected metaphors to vividly record Li Ping's superb skills in playing the Kong Ho, and also shows that the author has a deep understanding of the music. A lot of brush and ink are used to render the music's shocking and breathtaking spirit. The poet compares the music to the sound of jade shattering on the Kunlun Mountains and the phoenix's shriek. Apart from the literati, Emperor Suzong and his courtiers were obsessed with the Kong Ho.
Now let's enjoy a piece of Kong Ho music, Yang Guan San Die, originally a Guqing song, then arranged for voice and a reconstructed Tang Dynasty style Shu Kong Ho. The lines were adapted from a well-known farewell poem by Wang Wei.
Transition. 叹息，长途阅读观景，
Unfortunately, after the Ming Dynasty, the instrument gradually faded out around the 14th century. The great sound then remained a mystery until the late 1930s. Contemporary musicians started to take up the work of passing down Kong Hou culture and play their part to the evolution of this unique traditional Chinese musical instrument.In ancient times, the Kong Hou were made with frets, but weren't yet equipped with modulation devices. So, its range of notes was relatively limited. Modern Kong Hou have double strings with 36 strings per row, whereas the traditional Kong Hou usually had only one row of strings, raising from 13 to 29 strings.The strings of a modern Kong Hou are folded over the instrument to make two rows. This allows players to use advanced playing techniques, including vibrato, bending tones, and overtones. Paired strings on opposite sides of the instrument are tuned to the same note. They start from a tuning peg,and travel over two bridges on opposite sides of the instrument, down through the playing area, and are then fixed at the far end to opposite sides of a freely moving lever. Depressing the lever changes the pitch in one of the strings in the pair, raising the pitch of the other. The two rows of strings also make it easier to play swift rhythms.The first double-stringed Kong Hou in China was developed in 1984 by Zhao Guangyun, a professor at Shenyang Conservatory of Music. During the past decades, he has kept devoting himself into the improvement of the Kong Hou and has brought significant changes to the instrument.
总结继承近百年来这个空喉改革出现的一些范例啊。
I have summarized some achievements in the reform of the Kong Hou over the past century and developed a Kong Hou with double strings and full modulation. And due to the limited popularity of Kong Hou before, I was not aware of his weight issue until eventually we checked the weight of this musical instrument and found it was overweight, so we had to remove some of his parts.I was inspired to improve the instrument by reducing its weight, and now it's about 4 kilograms lighter.
In addition to making changes to the instrument itself, Zhao has also been exploring new ways of expression in the composition and performance of Kong Hou music. He thinks,Updating the musical arrangement is just as important.
Musical instruments are simply a vehicle of music. Thus, we need to work on the music itself so as to fully showcase the performance of an instrument. I was inspired by a visually challenged flute performer who was playing opera music that was truly astonishing. I thought it would be amazing to put Kong Hou music and opera together and giving it a different vibe, a modern style.
The song Ye Huan is one successful example of Zhang's work.It combined Kong Hou sounds into Peking opera music in the deep of the night, or Ye Shen Chen in Chinese. Let's have a listen. magnificent. The konghou is an expensive instrument. The average price of a konghou is about 50,000 RMB, or about $7,600, while the price of premium konghou used in musical performances can reach more than $30,000. Not to mention that it's big in size, raising problems for performers when carrying around. However, the development of the konghou in China is gratifying, despite the fact that it is a musical instrument that demands high skill. The number of professional players keeps increasing in recent years. In 2000, there were only 16 people in the Chinese Konghou Professional Committee, and no more than 6 people engaged in organizing Konghou performances full-time. With the country's promotion of the instrument, more and more training classes have opened, and there were about 500 Konghou players by 2021. There is an effort being made now to include the instrument in the World Cultural Heritage List as well. Along with the steps of the country's development, the konghou is also on its way. Now it's time to wrap up today's show. Let's enjoy one more piece of konghou music. Riverside Scene at Qingming Festival, or Qingming Shanghe Tu in Chinese. It's also the name of a hand-scroll painting by the Song Dynasty painter Zhang Zeduan. It captures the daily life of people and the landscape of the capital, Beijing, during the Northern Song Dynasty of the 12th century. The theme is often said to celebrate the festive spirit and worldly commotion at the Qingming Festival. Let's see if you can feel the vibe the music hopes to convey. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Huang Rui. The evolution of Chinese musical instruments reveals a rich cultural tapestry that continues to captivate us. Stay tuned for more fascinating insights into ancient Chinese music in future episodes of Music Talks. Until next time, bye.